Welcome back to the second half of Earth Matters. This is Allison Civic of Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm your host for today's program. We've been talking with former New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission Director and Middle Rio Grande Water Advocates President Norm Gaum. We've been talking about the 50-year water plan, and Norm, you said that we have some real opportunities to make progress on water planning this year in the legislative session. You mentioned the budget surplus, but then, you know, we also have this huge windfall of federal funding. And I'm wondering, are you optimistic that our water crisis is on legislators' radar? Because typically in past years, I've seen them, they're pretty cold to water planning. What do you think?
Well, Allison, I think the answer is definitely yes. It is on legislators' radar big time. But I worry a little bit that I may be living in a bit of a bubble and not hearing anything from people that might think the status quo is good enough. And I suspect there will be some of those. But I think proof of the pudding is that, for example, a number of key legislators, let me back up a minute. Legislative leadership, particularly in the Senate, is absolutely on board. All of the leaders in the Senate, including committee chairmen, are absolutely on board with this and are going to lead the charge on legislation. And the governor, the governor's executive budget request is generous with the appropriation of these surplus funds to the agency. But unfortunately, it doesn't contain enough increases in state agency staff to actually expend the money. So that'll need to be fixed in the legislative session. But it's absolutely on the radar screens.
Well, that's really good to hear. And I'm really excited about all the bills that you all have on your list coming out of the Water Task Force. And maybe you could give us kind of a sense. It's like at least 10 that I'm seeing here on the list. So give us a sense of the scope of what you've got for this upcoming session, which I'll remind everybody is a 60-day session. So it's the long session and it starts January 17th. So it's right around the corner.
Just a few days away. Let the fun begin. There are a number of bills that I'm either aware of or have participated in drafting or have been pre-filed. So let me just run through the list and then we can circle back and maybe talk about a couple of them. There's a bill called the Regional Water Resilience Planning Act that was prepared by the Middle Rio Grande Water Advocates in consultation with task force members. It's definitely one I want us to go back to. There will be a large list of special appropriations to implement task force water capacity recommendations. The issue is that right now, the special appropriations requests that are in the governor's budget would cover what we need to do to pivot towards becoming resilient and do the basic implementation of task force recommendations that needs to start immediately. What we need to do is to get language associated with those large appropriations so that they match the task force recommendations or that they authorize the agencies to move forward on them. The state engineer has a bill to increase and make practical his enforcement authority. There are three bills that are coming from the State Forestry Division of the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department that deal with forest and watershed health directly. I think there would be a bill, but I have not seen it, to authorize the Water Projects Implementation Authority that I talked to you about early. This authority that would would provide substantive help to communities to you know, to deal with our infrastructure needs, from planning to design to construction. There is a bill that's been pre-filed to appropriate $25 million to the Strategic Water Reserve. $10 million of that is already in the governor's recommended budget. There's a bill sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth that would encourage small water systems that are adjacent to each other or in proximity to pool their management and operator and maintenance capacity to do a better job managing these individual water systems as a regional water authority. The bill organizes, authorizes these regional water authorities, you know, to increase the effectiveness of local management of all of the water portfolio that that these small systems face. Senator Wirth is going to reintroduce, has already pre-filed his bill to reform the appointment of Interstate Stream Commission commissioners and make that commission nonpartisan so that water policy doesn't take these huge huge swings when we go from Democrats to Republican administration and vice versa. And then Senator Wirth has a bill to appropriate $250 million to the Water Trust Fund, which that's a large permanent fund, and the legislature makes annual appropriations of that to the Water Trust Board to build infrastructure. So that's what I know about. And I'd like to tell you a little bit more about a couple of them, if that's okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. I know that the Regional Water Resilience Planning Act is a priority for the water advocates. Maybe we could start with that one. Tell us a little bit more about what you're thinking about for that bill.
Well, water planning, regional water planning in New Mexico has gotten a bad name with many people and with legislators and the Legislative Finance Committee, because the program is criticized for producing shelf reports. But in fact, that's, as I said before, that's what the legislation that was passed in 1987 calls for. The legislation on the books today was put together after the El Paso Public Service Board revealed plans to drill some 40 deep, high capacity wells in the Mesilla Valley in New Mexico. And somebody decided that each region should prepare a report showing that it has a need for all the water that it has. Well, that's been done. That purpose has been satisfied. Texas has been fended off successfully. And but that's the law that's still on the books. So the critical view of the past regional water planning program, you know, is accurate. I think the blame needs to be shared more widely, you know, including with the decision makers who really didn't give much direction, and people kind of made it up as they went. Okay, so that's the problem. What this bill does is provide a comprehensive authorization for planning, water planning in the regions of New Mexico for the 21st century. You know, we got to get rid of this 20th century bill and focus on our 21st century problems. And I'm not going to get into the details except that, you know, the bill lays out, basically, the high-level objectives for the planning program, the goals. It gives the Interstate Stream Commission and regional water planning entities, and within regions, community planning entities to do real water planning, to recognize what they need to do for the future and have a plan intended to be implemented. Instead of accepting the plan for filing, the Interstate Stream Commission staff would be charged with rigorous review and approval by the commission, not acceptance, but approval, after plans have been made approvable by negotiation between the Interstate Stream Commission and regional representatives. Approval means that the ISC would, and other state agencies, would prioritize the projects, changes in policies, and related actions for implementation funding, state matching implementation funding. You know, so there would be a commitment from the get-go for implementation. So the Interstate Stream Commission's roles and responsibilities are laid out. The roles and responsibilities of a regional water resilience planning entity for each region are laid out, along with some guidelines for its formation and its inclusiveness. And the Interstate Stream Commission is directed to prepare rules and guidelines to fill out the details of the program before starting it. They all also have to begin with the end in mind, preparing a plan and a schedule and a cost estimate to complete this planning. You know, and I've done some back of the envelope calculations, and I think, you know, that it's going to require, I'm going to say, $30 million over 10 years to put these plans in place. We have to get started now, and this bill would do that.
Well, so Norm, that is great, because, I mean, that's the shortfall in the plans we've got right now. They don't provide any roadmap for how to get from where we are now to the future. There's just like a laundry list of potential projects one could do, but there's no real plan in place and no priorities. That's exactly right. Well, I really like this idea. I think it's really important, and I'm just wondering, and you're one of the bill authors, and I'm assuming you're going to be advocating for it this session. What can our listeners do to help move forward this idea of water resilience planning in the state? How can they help?
Well, I guess, first of all, we are asking people who are tuned in to our water crisis and our absolute requirement to change our ways. Is to keep water in your daily conversations, you know, and elevate the issue so that people become aware. I think reaching out and asking for people to be involved is just key to success. More directly, I would ask everybody to contact their state senator and their state representative and any other legislators that they know and write the governor. Ask them to implement the 50-year water plan and the water task force recommendations and pass the bills that will begin the implementation of those of the recommendations. We'd ask that if anybody could get to the Capitol on January 26th at 11 a.m., to join Water Advocates Roundhouse Water Rally. Our purpose is to make noise, to get attention, draw attention to the water problem. We may not have legislators listening to us, but we want to have some community impact. So hopefully we'll have enough people, with signs to have a big gathering and make some noise and have some fun. So those are a couple of things.
That's great. And then just a follow-up question. So will the water advocates be keeping people apprised of the status of the bill during the session? Can people sign up for like an email list to get updates? Or I don't know if you've got that figured out yet, but how can people stay in contact with you all?
Well, we don't have it completely figured out, unfortunately. I think we'll be able to send emails. I would want people to sign up for that. But in a less active mode, anybody who's interested can visit our webpage, visit a page on our website. It's under the navigation bar entry events, and click 2023 legislature. We'll try to keep that updated almost daily during the legislative session to let you know the status.
That's great. All right. Well, Norm, thank you for that thorough review. We need to take another break, and we will come back with our lightning round questions for former New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission Director and Middle Rio Grande Water Advocates President Norm Gomm.